Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden update. Cooler and blustery weather makes it feel like the end of winter is near, but not quite here. So grab a jacket and get some tickets to visit the garden at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. And please keep in mind that the CDC recommends you still wear your mask in public if you are not yet fully vaccinated. Whether you come to the garden by driving down Crenshaw and seeing the beginnings of the sizzling red blooms of the hybrid coral trees, or by coming up Crenshaw and witnessing the soft yet vibrant pinks of the cherry trees and the pink trumpet trees, you can't help but be entranced by the trumpeting of spring colors in the garden. If you take a quick turn through the butterfly garden in front of the Soar Pavilion, you'll notice that the dwarf Carolina laurel cherry plants forming the garden hedge between the butterfly garden and the fuchsia garden are in bloom. While this bush is called a laurel cherry, it's not a cherry at all, but a very nice hedging plant that will attract butterflies and bees. And if you need something in your yard that can deter deer, its tightly branched growth form and poisonous nature are perfect. As you head into the garden, if you walk through the geometric beds, you'll see that the tulips are coming. We should have a merry maze of color here in the next few weeks. Throughout the garden, if you breathe through your nose, you may be continually surprised by the wonderful scents that come your way. In the open-air seating area of the Staghorn Fern Collection, you can catch the hypnotic hints of the pink jasmine flowers that are growing up in the back of the garden. This vine is a very prolific bloomer and grows throughout the garden, so you'll frequently get just a whiff as you pass it. Also, across the walkway, if you stand in front of the blue potato bush with the carpet of blooming white sweet alyssum under it, you'll be treated to the wonderful sweet alyssum scent. It's so heady, it's almost too sweet. Coming back into the children's garden, the old-fashioned double pink hollyhock is blooming again. This plant is a staple for a cottage garden, and as hollyhocks are actually biennials, they generally bloom every other year. However, they also self-seed generously, so you may have new plants every year, meaning that you could also have blooms every year. In the back of the garden, as you walk toward the main promenade, you'll see the beautiful flowering maple hedge with its soft pink blooms is infused with Mexican honeysuckle. Its hot tangerine-colored flowers are attractive to bees, butterflies, and hummingbirds, and it flourishes in full sun or part shade. Stepping through the hedge onto the promenade, you'll see the fabulous yellow trumpet tree is just starting to bloom. Then you can head down towards the formal rose garden. The climbing rose named Peggy Martin on the entrance trellis are really beautiful just now. And around the back of the rose garden, the purple-leaved redbud trees are just beginning to bloom. These trees bloom out in a profusion of the tiniest hot pink flowers that line the branches before the leaves come. You can also find eastern redbud trees and a Judas tree in Memorial Meadow that are beginning to bloom, and the sweet-smelling and beautiful viburnum bushes are blooming around the back of Memorial Meadow as well. If you leave the rose garden by way of Tram Road to your left, you'll see the stunning flowering nectarine tree, sweet little blue-eyed grass, yellow monkey flower, and Santa Barbara ceanothus in the Mediterranean garden. Walking farther along Tram Road through the banyan grove, behind the tram bench, there are two beautiful stands of yellow jacobinia blooming. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.